Why should you be scared of AI? Hey, Jen, you've got to be so careful with this stuff. You take some footage of yourself talking, upload it into the software, and then it produces a whole new video with you in it, with your lips moving to the new text, and it looks freaking real. What's going to happen now is there's going to have to be new laws around AI that'll be put in place. Otherwise, the content is going to be so real that you won't be able to tell what's AI and what's human created. But how does AI relate now to Amazon and e-commerce? I'm Matthew Fraser, and this is Amazon Ecom Secrets. I'll be sharing with you the secrets that helped me go from millions in debt to an eight-figure entrepreneur. If you're ready to escape the 9-to-5 and live life on your terms, let me show you the way. In this episode, we're going to be talking about something that each and every one of you should be fucking scared of right now, and that is AI. Now, why should you be scared of AI? Well, I think fundamentally you should be scared of AI if you are in a job that could be replaced by AI. Yeah, and what is AI? Artificial intelligence. It's coming now in so many forms, in just computerized forms like ChatGPT, which most of us are now familiar with, but also in robotic forms. So there's going to be literally, if you haven't even seen them, jump onto like YouTube and have a look and type in AI robot, and it's going to scare the bejesus out of you, because these guys can do freaking anything now. Like, long gone are the days where they were just like, you know, moving a tire. You know, now they're like super, super delicate. They can pick up an egg and crack it open and cook the egg. And I've seen this myself. I'm like, oh my God, this is insane. And so that's why you should be scared witless about AI coming to replace jobs. Because I'm going to tell you, and if you are in anything to do with like warehousing, probably manufacturing, I'm going to throw in fast food business as well. I know I've got the fast food business myself, but there's already AI. Look, here's a quick story. I was just watching this video the other day, and the car pulls up through the drive-through lane to the first window. Now, normally there might be someone there taking your order, like a human being. There was no human being there. It was a computer screen with AI built into it, and it was like really nice, and it wasn't giving you the death stare. It was like, what the fuck are you doing here, basically, right? It was like, pleased to see you. You could even tell in the voice, and it took your order correctly, and it repeated it back to you, and it told you how much it was going to cost, and it thanked you very much for being there. And that now has completely replaced a whole person's job. Totally incredible. And that's just in fast food. So you can imagine and appreciate what's going to be happening right now. So, and I'm not talking like in a decade's time. That instance with the fast food restaurant is now. That's already happening. And if you have a look, again, go to YouTube and check it out, but they're everywhere. These robots are now already in manufacturing and other types of industries. And it's just a matter of time before it rolls out into Australia. I just heard the other day too, with Elon Musk's Tesla robot, that it was going to cost, are you ready, 20 grand. That's nothing, right? So you can imagine how much is it costing for you right now to be in as an employee, let's say you are. How much is it costing the boss now? It's probably costing you, I think the average wage in Australia right now is around $70,000, $90,000 a year. Right? Now, let's say you're in the lower end, because they're probably going to go first. 70 grand. That boss is going to spend 20 grand on an AI robot, and he's going to save 50 grand a year. And guess what else he now doesn't have to worry about? He doesn't have to worry about your super, doesn't have to worry about you calling in sick, doesn't have to worry about you staying home looking after the kids, doesn't have to pay you penalty rates for working on the freaking weekend, doesn't have to pay you penalty rates because you worked a night shift, doesn't have to... Can you just, I'm just thinking right now about the unions in Australia who have a monopoly on particularly the construction industry. Can you imagine? I guarantee you now they're going to have to start putting into their contracts that construction bosses, or let's say the developers, can't have AI robots, because they're going to put the AI robots in, and all those unionized perks that they've been trying to push through over the decades. And even one I just saw the other day where you can be now the stop-go person. Did you see this on TV? The stop-go person, right, working on a construction sites or the person who's doing, you know, the roadworks. Guess how much you have to pay for one of those guys now? Over $200,000. Are you freaking serious? That's ridiculous. And guess how long it took for them? Now, you would actually say to me, yeah, but Matt, they must have had to have done probably 3 years of a degree and on-site training, right? 3 years of on-site training to be able to demand or be entitled to $200,000 a year plus job. No. Are you ready? It was one day training. No degree, right? So all you suckers who are out there doing degrees and clucking up over $100,000 of debt, what are you thinking? You don't even have to do that anymore. You could just go do one day's training and go and work a stop-go sign and you're good. You're earning probably twice as much as what you would be earning if you came out of uni with your $100,000+ debt, and you're probably going to earn now even under $100,000, right? Totally messed up. Now, I completely disagree with that. I don't think that the job of the stop-go person warrants that type of money, but that's what they're getting paid now. And so this is why construction costs more. And I know I'm digressing here, but I'm just trying to explain to you the impact now that the AI robot is going to have on the world, where right now you're getting these high-paid, just average jobs, okay? Now, I'm not down on anyone who's doing the stop-go. It would be as boring as fuck though. And you know, when you drive past and you think, fuck, that'd be boring. But anyway, you need them for now, right? But soon you're not going to need them. They're going to have a robot there or some automated system that just turns the sign. And so those types of jobs are going to be at risk. And then you think about all the construction type jobs. I hope that it will at least bring down the cost of property. Because right now, everyone's freaking out that you can't even get into properties right now. The reason why property costs so much money, it's not so much because of the building materials per se. It's regulation from governments. But more than that, it's the cost of wages. And the problem with the unions is they're not necessarily working on like just your houses, okay? Your everyday residential house, they're working in major construction sites for building hospitals and bridges and these types of things. But they're also in cahoots with the government. And because the government's not paying, they're using their own money, they're using your money, which means that it doesn't really matter. And my money, they just don't even care, right? So they'll just pay whatever the unions are demanding that they get paid. But ultimately, this could be in jeopardy because of the AI robot coming in. And I hope that if it does go that way, that the cost of delivering those goods, meaning the houses and the roads and the bridges and whatever, actually drops down and we get better bang for buck. Yeah, if it's going to happen, I hope we get a reduction. Yeah, that's what I hope. But this is why I would be absolutely shit scared if I was you in those types of roles. But it's even more than that. I've just talked about the robots. What about ChatGPT? Okay. That is new. And I say new, like recently new, but it's replacing copywriters, digital designers, graphic designers. There's just so many things. Story writers, letter writers, email writers, whatever it is. There's just so many things that it impacts and roles. And that's another reason why I would be scared. But let me tell you about, just on a practical level, about how AI has changed what I'm doing in my role right now as being self-employed and selling products all over the world. One of the things I was doing recently, yeah, which was like a few short weeks ago, was I do a lot in social media. And I've been experimenting with social media and doing reels and posts and YouTube videos for a number of years now. If you want to go right back, it was even before my most recent endeavor was WRX Cult, because I have a WRX STI collection. One of the benefits of having a successful business is a car collection. And so I wanted to document this car collection, and I was using all social media platforms, particularly YouTube. And one of the things I wanted though was captions, yeah, or subtitles. I guess some people call them subtitles. But let's say captions, right? All the writing that's down the bottom of the screen. So you can watch a video in silent mode but know what the person is saying. Now, to actually do that, only a few short months ago, I would have to send that video. First of all, I have to sign up with a company who does captions, upload the video, which took forever, send the video over to someone in the Philippines, generally is where they were located. Would then have to wait about 48 hours for the video to come back, and then all the captions would be filled in on the video. But then I had to go back and watch the video because it was full of mistakes. Okay, because the language barrier probably, and the way I said words wasn't clear enough, and so it would be written down as something that it wasn't. And so I'd have to rewatch the video, and then you'd have to timestamp the video of at this particular time, this particular word should be this, and at this time, this should be this. So this is like so much time. This would happen over days, okay? Now, fast forward to today, and I now use, now this is for my short form videos, but you get the idea, is an app called Captions. There's a range of different apps you can get for this type of thing. I literally, these days, I upload the video into the app, which takes about 3 seconds. I then press one button and wham, all of the captions are done. And I'm like, what the, this is incredible. And it can do it in a way that a human being couldn't do it, right? And you can choose the different fonts just all in a matter of seconds, and you completely edit this whole video. I would say you could literally do the whole thing in like under 5 minutes. So you've gone from days of work, this is the power now of efficiency, days of work to now minutes. Absolutely insane. There's one other tool that I've been using lately too, because that's just on captions. I've also been using another software called HeyGen. And this company actually has videos. And oh my goodness, you've got to be so careful with this stuff, because you can actually upload, this is the way it works. You take some footage of yourself talking, upload it into the software, and then in about minutes again, you can type in what you want yourself to say, okay? Wait about 5 minutes, and then it produces a whole new video with you in it, with your lips moving to the new text, and it looks freaking real. So this is totally incredible. It's not, and the thing is, it's actually getting better. There's a couple of little bits of imperfections, but overall, just totally insane. If you actually go onto my community right now, and you can find the link in the bio or in the description somewhere, come and join the community. I'd love to see you there. But I actually use AI images in my actual community. And all I did, I actually used for this one, I used Shutterstock. And I used to use Shutterstock for conventional like B-roll type photos or video. Now they've got an AI function. You can type into this tool what you actually want in the image, and within seconds, it's given you multiple images. You can just choose one, or you can refresh it, and it gives you some more options. These images, I really want you to go in and just into my community and have a look. They are totally incredible. They are literally like Picasso, like Michelangelo pictures. You can't even imagine the types of things that these things can come up with. It's insane. And so I remember as I was actually producing these images, just thinking, wow, there's so many people. And I'm not laughing really, but there's just gonna be so many people that are now in danger of losing their job, because this tool just replaces all these people that would have taken like weeks and months to produce this type of work. So it is very, very scary for those types of people. Now, the downside, I've just talked about the video with my talking lips. The downside with this technology that I've seen in like practically right now is people who are producing scams. And you know that I'm very much into crypto. very much into Bitcoin. There's a guy called Michael Saylor who's like the god of Bitcoin. And so people look up to this guy for information and wisdom about Bitcoin. And I saw just recently on YouTube, they had this video of him sitting in a studio where he actually was. There is a real video of him sitting in the studio, and they've ripped that video and they've made the Michael Saylor in the video just start talking in different, using his voice, because you can actually now use AI to capture someone's voice and recreate it. But in the video, he's talking and he's like saying, hey, if you just send us $10, we'll give you back $20, which is of course like the oldest trick in the book of scams. Like you know, you send me $100, I'll send you back $200. And the sad thing is people actually fall for that shit. Like, hello, right? If it sounds too good to be true, it is. And that's exactly what happens. But in this video, it's, you know, it's someone of stature in the community talking about sending this money to give back more money. And it has a QR code on there. And now for me, I know Michael Saylor. I'm familiar with his voice and what he would say. And he definitely never asked people for money, never asked people for crypto. But this is what, unfortunately, some bad eggs in our society are now doing, is scamming people out of money. There was also another video I saw the other day. This is just off business for a second, but this is the power of AI. And it was of a school teacher. I was a school principal in America. And he had been recorded, apparently, saying some racist things about the students that went to that school. And the news media just went straight after him. Oh, we've heard you on this recording, and you said all these racist things. What do you got to say for yourself? And he was like, oh, fuck, I don't, you know, he just like ran to the hills, basically. Now, the FBI got involved over a months and months investigation, and it turned out that the recording wasn't actually him. It was an AI version of him, right? But someone has to produce the AI, and guess who it was? It turned out it was actually the gym teacher of the school who was being investigated for embezzling school funds. So to get back at the principal and take the attention away from him, he made up this AI version of the principal saying racist things. And then ultimately the gym guy got in trouble, but this guy's reputation was now like completely ruined, right? And this is again another like bad thing that's going to, these bad situations going to happen in society. And so I think there is, what's going to happen now is there's going to have to be new laws around AI that'll be put in place. I was talking to a 8-figure friend of mine who was talking about that eventually on Instagram and all these sort of social media videos, it'll have to say human, like human verified, because otherwise the content is going to be so real that you won't be able to tell what's AI created and what's human created. So it'd have to be like, it's like a timestamp, like this is real and this, you know, AI thing is not real, just so that you know as a human, like what are you looking at, right? And I think that's quite interesting too, because right now, if you're listening to this video, if you're listening and watching this video, then you know that myself, I'm trying to build a personal brand. Yeah, all this content that I put out is in turn to build up my credibility and authority in the space of Amazon and e-commerce and business. And into the future, we think that personal brand is going to be the most important thing in this world, because you're going to have so many AI characters, let's call them characters, in the community. And I guarantee you there'll be people that will follow them like they're a real person and look up to these AI video images, yeah, which are created by somebody else, right? And it's just like a character. It'd be like, look, some people are fans of, let's say, Darth Vader, right? It's a character. But imagine you're just changing the character and making it an AI version of a human. So it looks real. You think it's a person, but it's not. But humans' desires will gravitate to these AI versions. And next thing you know, they'll have like a cult following. But I think there's going to be a place in the market where actually, you know what? People are going to say, I don't actually really want to follow the AI version. I want to be associated with a human being, someone who actually is of flesh and blood, just like me, who goes through the same emotions, just like me, who's relatable, just like me. And that's where personal brand, not just for myself, but for other people out there, I think is going to become so powerful into the future with creating attention. And of course, the reason, you know, why do I try and get attention? Well, ultimately, it's about serving people in my community. As I've mentioned before, you can come and join my community by clicking one of the links or in this description. Come in and see what I do and what I talk about. Ultimately, what I do actually talk about is for people who want to get out of the 9-to-5 matrix. So perhaps you want to get into Amazon or e-commerce and start building a business, maybe on the side, or maybe it's not on the side, maybe it's just straight away. And ultimately, build up to something that is financial freedom, just like I've done, you know, going from over $1 million in debt, driving Uber on the weekend, selling cardboard boxes out of the back of my shed, to now having done over $45 million in sales. If that sounds like you, come and join the group, check it out. So coming back to AI, I think it's super, super scary. It's something that you need to embrace though, because one of the things, where's the positives of this, okay? We've sort of talked about a lot of negatives, is that I've seen jobs right now, it's like the new jobs, right? So manufacturing and warehousing, they're gone. But the new jobs, and I just saw this literally 2 days ago, it was on social media and was someone literally requesting for someone to be, hey, I'm looking for an AI expert, right? Because what you're finding, you've got all these AI tools out there, which yes, particularly the ones I'm talking about, like ChatGPT, for example, amongst other things, Caption, HeyGen, but you've got to actually know how to use those tools. And so there's a lot of bosses out there who have got jobs for people who know how to use the AI tools. So that there is going to be something to think about into the future. You could become an AI expert. How do you become an AI expert? Because I don't think you can go to uni now, and I wouldn't even recommend you do, to go and learn about AI. It's literally get the software. Most of these programs have a free version. So go and just start using them. Start with the very basics of ChatGPT. If you don't know how to get ChatGPT, go to Google and just type in ChatGPT and just start experimenting with it. Type in different things and see what it produces. Maybe go to Shutterstock if you can and get the free version and start experimenting with creating images. Go to HeyGen, start creating videos. It's got step-by-step guides there. And I think those types of, if you come to the party with that type of experience, you're going to be ahead of probably 99% of people in the world. So guys, I've talked about a lot of the pros and cons of AI into the future from a societal level right down to replacing jobs and the things that I've done. But how does this relate now to Amazon and e-commerce? Well, just on a practical level, the AI tools are now being integrated into other pieces of software. There's a piece of software out there called Zonguru, and it helps optimizing and finding products for your Amazon listings, okay? And what they've now done is they've integrated AI technology to help you, right? So you don't even have to be an expert in AI. The tool of AI is just integrated into the software now. And this is now taking things to the next level to help you on your Amazon journey, find the best products, get the best descriptions made, get the best bullet points down so you can ultimately make more money by selling more products. And that is a real life practical example. But also too, let's say you want to come up with your own amazing images. Rather than outsourcing and getting somebody else to create the images, which might take days and weeks, you can now do this yourself using perhaps something like ChatGPT or even Shutterstock, which I just mentioned, using Shutterstock to create just incredible, unique images to help with your Amazon listing. Or maybe it's even you want to create amazing images and video content for Facebook ads. Maybe you've got your own e-commerce business and you just want to get some Facebook ads that are just completely unique and look incredible, and you can turn them over really quickly so you can test and trial them to find out if they're going to succeed to drive traffic to your e-commerce business. And then hopefully that will just help optimize things, make it more efficient so you can ultimately make more money. Thanks for tuning into Amazon Ecom Secrets. If you enjoyed this episode, the best way to show your support is to give a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and make sure to subscribe on YouTube so you don't miss an episode. You can also find more at I'm Matthew Fraser on all social media platforms. Thanks so much. Take care.